Well, I've only left enough time for elevator pitches as far as your stock picks this evening are concerned. So, Gerrand, give us yours.
Yeah, I'm going for Mediclinic. We haven't talked about Mediclinic for quite some time. I just think that recovery in Europe looks okay where they operate. The vaccines are doing much better than what it's here. I think Middle East are far ahead of most other places, developed markets. So that's two-thirds of the business. The rest in South Africa, it's certainly been discounted as at the lowest it's been at 58 rand a share or 59 rand a share. Got some 50 to 60% offshore earning capabilities. Those are certainly have some regulatory issues that's behind them as well. They offloaded now the UK business recently. So I just think, you know, there's a life after COVID again. Some of these hospital groups are priced for depression, and I think there's some upside in some of them.
So some opportunity there. Alex, where are you finding opportunity?
Yes, so even though we've seen a very strong recovery in the banking space, I still think if you look at current valuation levels, I'm still constructive on them. So my cheap pick at the moment is Nedbank. So it's trading about price to book of about 0.85. Now, if you're going to take an 18 to 36 months view, ROEs will probably be back to the region about 13-14%. And that will probably mean the price to book will be trading about 1.2 and so forth. So that will be a nice upside. Mm-hmm. And also dividends. Going to be in real estate, and perhaps 2023 going to get 50% dividend, and that means payout. That means about 9% dividend yield, and so forth, 18 months out from now. So I think Nedbank is looking attractive valuation perspective. Most of the risks that we all feared 12, 18 months ago hasn't really come to the fore, and as a result, you could see slowly but surely recovering in the banking space. At this particular moment, I prefer Nedbank mostly due to valuation.
Okay.
And perhaps just one point I wanted to add on the Avenge is also the sale of the Trident Steel is very, very important as well for the capital structure.
Okay.
Steel, of course, is doing a little bit better than expected, so perhaps there's opportunity in Avenge.
Okay, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Alex Dace is with Umthombo Wealth and Gerrand Smit with NEFG Fund Managers. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening. I'm gonna go get a little bit of 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 a